El minuto 60 es con Paul Roderick, que es el autor de un estudio. ¿Sabe que este sí sirve, Alberto? Porque estos estudios siempre son tan chimbos, pero este sí suena. 3 tazas, 4 tazas de café al día reducen el cáncer. Cuando siempre es al revés, todo está prohibido, ¿no?
Sí.
No, no, aquí 4 tazas de café reducen el cáncer. Él es de la Universidad de Southampton. El informe lo publica hoy la British Medical Journal. Y Dr. Roderick, thank you very much. Good afternoon for you.
Good afternoon.
Bueno, María, pues esa es la pregunta. ¿Por qué tomar café reduce qué tipo de cáncer?
Dr. Roderick, which types of cancer are reduced when you drink a cup of coffee and why?
Well, good afternoon. So we were able to show in the studies we looked at that there seemed to be reduced, certain cancers were reduced in those who drank coffee versus those who didn't, and particularly if you drank a little bit more coffee, but we can't prove the causation. So because the type of studies we were looking at were what we call observational, and there may be other factors associated with coffee drinking that might lead to these associations. But there are a range of cancers. Prostate was one, endometrial cancers, all cancers in totality. So there's some suggestion of protection, but as I say, we can't be absolutely sure that this is causative.
Bueno, Julio nos dice que si bien ellos no pueden estar absolutamente seguros de que exclusivamente el café reduce algunos tipos de cáncer, sí han visto en su estudio basado en una técnica de observación que hay asociaciones que permiten pensar que así sería, o por lo menos que el café tendría alguna incidencia en que se redujeran tipos de cáncer, como por ejemplo el de próstata y otros relacionados con la fertilidad.
María, pregúntele al profesor por qué determinadas dietas prohíben tomar café.
Professor Roderick, but we'd like to ask you because there are some diets, certain diets that prohibit people from drinking coffee. Why?
Sorry, I missed the first bit of your question. Sorry, can you just repeat it?
That there are certain diets that prohibit drinking coffee. Why?
Certain diets. I can't exactly answer that question. What I can say is, in all the evidence we looked at, which was in reviewing the effects of coffee across every part of the body, over 67 conditions, we generally found that coffee was safe, that there were some potential benefits to cancers we've already mentioned and some other conditions. And there were very few harms that we were able to detect. We were able to show harms that were well known in pregnancy, and a suggestion that coffee might increase the risk of hip fractures in women at high risk of fractures. But generally it seems safe, so we could not find any particular reason why you'd exclude coffee from the diet. It seems safe, and if anything has potential beneficial effects on health.
Bueno, María Clara nos dice que en su estudio la evidencia recolectada no permite inferir por qué el café podría ser nocivo o dañino. Nos dice, sí, hay que tener, por ejemplo, precaución en el caso de una mujer embarazada. Allí sí, pero que en general todo lo que ellos estudiaron les permitieron ver que el café era un producto muy seguro, que era un producto que incluso tenía beneficios, como él nos estaba contando anteriormente, y que en realidad pues no pudieron certificar ningún tipo de indicio dañino para el cuerpo humano. Así que, por lo tanto, él no entiende por qué habría de prohibirse el café en una dieta.
Y entonces yo quisiera saber en qué no es beneficioso el café para alguna parte del cuerpo.
Professor Roderick, can we tell some way that coffee might not be good for the human body or for a specific organ of the human body?
Well, as I say, the main harms that we were able to show were in women who were pregnant, and that probably applies to women who are thinking of getting pregnant, where coffee drinking seemed to have some harmful effects on the growing fetus, and this link with hip fracture in women. But generally, otherwise, it seemed to be safe. And if anything, beneficial for a range of conditions. We're most interested in its effects potentially on being beneficial in preventing serious liver disease, which is the area we want to go ahead to investigate further.
Bueno, Gonzalo nos dice que lo que él nos mencionaba, mujeres embarazadas o mujeres que tengan ganas de quedar embarazadas y que estén buscando un bebé, pues obviamente el café ahí no resulta muy beneficioso, incluso puede afectarlas un poco, y porque afecta el proceso de los óvulos, de la ovulación. Nos dice que incluso también en mujeres que han tenido fracturas de cadera y demás, puede no tener el mejor impacto. Sin embargo, nos dice que el café pues es seguro y que habrá que seguir estudiando también, sobre todo para ver qué se puede prevenir.
María, yo quiero ir al otro extremo. Yo, por ejemplo, no tomo ni una sola gota de café. ¿Eso significa que es malo para mí, que debería tomar al menos algo?
Professor Roderick, one of my colleagues says she's in the other extreme because she doesn't even drink one cup of coffee a day. She has no consumption of coffee at all in her life. So she asks if she should at least drink one cup of coffee per day.
I don't think we can advise the public to drink more coffee, because we can't prove that some of the benefits that we found are causative, that the coffee definitely causes those things. So I would hazard to say, yes, you should drink some more. But I think those people who are drinking coffee, they can be reassured that it's probably not having any harmful effects on them, and it's probably beneficial. The one note there is that it should be healthy coffee. Often people drink coffee with lots of sugar and syrups, and often with cakes and buns. That's certainly the way it's marketed in the UK. But this is really focusing on the coffee, not the other high-calorie, high-fat things you might take with it. So those might be deleterious to your effect, to your health, if taken too frequently and too much. So healthy coffee, I think, is the message. But I don't think we can advise the public to drink more at this stage. We want to do more research to try and understand if these benefits that we found are truly caused by the coffee.
Well, Professor Paul Roderick, thank you very much for being with us at W Radio. Have a good day and a good afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Bueno, Laura, en su caso, usted que no toma ni una gota de café, pues el profesor Roderick sí recomienda que usted se pueda tomar aunque sea un café. Nos dice que lo importante es aprender a tomar café de una manera saludable, no con pasteles, postres, tortas y cantidad de comida con altos índices de azúcar y de calorías con los que se suele acompañar el café, lo cual lo hace insaludable. No, se trata de un café, nada más, tratar de que sea el café más sano posible y tener mucho cuidado con los acompañamientos.
Movistar presenta...